Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov.
Yeah, Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov. New month.
I hope you had a beautiful Shabbat.
I really did. All these weeks since Passover finally all came together. Meryl.
Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov. We're going to give it a couple more minutes before we start. Let other people join.
I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Thomas. Okay.
If I'm not talking, it's because I'm thinking. Or maybe it's I'm thinking and that's why I'm talking.
Gabriella?
Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Okay.
On Rosh Kodesh, our normal way to start is a little different than we do in other classes. But tonight we're going to be starting with the connection to this Zohar from the Sulam commentary from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. It has a connection to certainty. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishkinte bid kilu urhimu ukilu ukilu urhimu. Leachta l'shem yudhei bavate, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu alei namasei yadeinu kononeh, alei namasei yadeinu kononehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, b'kama atar, tanenan b'kudsha. Berichu koma de'aved le'ela wetata kolaihu kishot yovada ikshot beleid lach mila bialma divae barnash adach yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kalana tehakulu ovada. Dig shot inun with colite theory. Be alma. We will now count the Omer. Last night we counted the 44th day of the Omer. We'll start with step one, which is the L'Shem Yehud. And it's a different L'Shem Yehud, and essentially one should have L'Shem Yehud for each action that one does. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishtinte Bidhilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim L'Kayem Mitzvat Sefirat Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Le'otzreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Boreinu V'ayinu Amadonai Eloheinu Alein Amasei Yadeinu Kanane Alein Amasei Yadeinu Kananehu Step two is to connect to the verses that essentially prepare our consciousness for the counting. Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Bi Adi Adonai Yohei Wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Hazdecha le'olam Ma'ase yadicha el tereh Shekra le'elohim el yom La'el gomer alai Ve'avor alayich Yarech mitavo seset Bedam ayich vayomar lecha Bedam ayich haye Vayomar lecha Bedam ayich haye Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe da wanu heyo. Elohim, Elohe gedalta, meod tefod v'hadar levashta. O teor kushalma, no te shemaim karia. Step three is the blessing. Baruch atah, Aleph to Tah, all the energy of the vessels of the letters of the alphabet injected into the hay of Malchut, the physical world. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Yud Hey Wav Hey Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Betzivanu Al Sefirat Haomer
Amen.
Ayom shalosha v'arba'im yom la'omer shehem shisa shavuot v'yom shlishi. Today is the 45th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 3 days. Step five, the Orpanimi. Harachaman hu yachazir avodat beit hamikdash l'mkoma b'mchera b'yameinu. And we all say amen. The number 45 connects to the name Adam, which represents the first human being. It represents male and female together. It represents humankind, the human species, mankind. 45 is the number that connects to Hashem's spelled out name that connects to the level of Zeran Din, the small face. Step 6 is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. During the psalm, we will stop at a letter and we will stop at a word. Lamnatzea bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er panav vitanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha. Bekal goim yeshua techa. Yoducha amim Elohim. Yoducha amim kulam. Ismehu iramenu. Le'umim ki tishbot amim. Mishor ulumim. Ba'aretz. The letter Chet is the 45th letter in this verse. The letter Chet, as a word, it means a sin. But the vaccine to the sin is built into the letter itself, because the letter Chet is formed from a Vav on the right column and the Zion on the left column, and a house of two strokes, a little carrot top that connects them. The Chet as a letter has the gematria of the Vav plus the Zion, which is 13. 13 connects to unity, and that is the vaccine against sins. But there's an even deeper level, which is add one for each of the two strokes of the carrot top. And you get to 15, which is the Yud-Heh, the upper worlds, the world of Atzilut and the world of Briah, the world of emanation and the world of creation. If you have not muted your phone, please do so, because there is some static. What can you learn from the idea of the letter Chet as a vaccine against your sins? Because what is a sin? We can go through all of the specifics of sins, but what is a sin? It's a consciousness that you are more important than someone else, that you are selfish. Every human being is selfish. That's what happened when the metaphor of Adam eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. He injected selfishness into humanity. The vaccine is the letter Chet. The vaccine is the upper worlds. The vaccine is striving to remove that selfishness. Chaim Sela Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Eretz Natna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru. The word Yeru has a gematria of 233. And that can be broken down into 200 plus 33. 33, as we went through this past week, is Lag BaOmer. The idea of Hod Shebehod. The idea of all of the light of the Torah without the blockages associated with physicality. The 200 represents 100, 10 times 10, 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot of direct light, and 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot of returning light. What do you need to remove from your character traits, your personality traits, that blocks you from receiving the light, from pushing back on the direct light, returning the light so that you can receive it? Because that is the law, the rule in the physical world. To receive the light, one has to push it back. What do you need to remove from you so that you can push more of the light back? Oto kalase ares. The next step is the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Taharenu Nora Gufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. These six letters form a word. And this word is the 45th word in the Anabakoa. The gematria of this word is 387, which is the letters Shin, Hey, Zion. Translation of those letters, the passion or the fire, the passion is the shin. The pay is the mouth. Concealed in the mouth is a bet. When you draw the letter pay, inside this is concealed the letter bet. And the Zion is that point above Jerusalem, above the Holy of Holies. That point that is the last aspect of spirituality before physicality. The passion of the mouth is what will connect you to Zion. What aspects in your personality, in your character traits, block you from connecting to Zion, block you from the ability to use your passion to speak the blessings that bring you to Zion? Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamblem. Betet resh, tzaditach gimel. Chasin kadosh, erov tuvcha, nael adata. Tet kuf bet, tet nun ayin. Yachid geye, lamcha p'nei, zokre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed, hey zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yo. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper. Step nine is preparing ourselves with a paragraph prior to the counting. Ribono shel olam, ata tevitanu al yedei Moshe avdecha lispor sepirato omer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata huspartem lachem m'macharad ha-shabbat m'yom haviachem eto omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot tmimot teyina m'macharad ha-shabbat ha-shevi tesefiru ha-mishim yom Kidei sheyitacharu nafshot, Amcha Yisrael mizoha matam, Uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai yohe wahe, Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo, Eloheinu Elohe avoteinu, Shebizchut sefirata omer, Shesafarti ha-ayom, Yetukan ma shevagamti v'sefirah. Tiferet shebimalchu. Tiferet shebimalchut. Malchut is manifestation. Malchut is the physical world where we all manifest our desires to receive, where we all learn to share. Tiferet is beauty. Tiferet is balance. What does the manifestation of balance look like in your life? Which character traits, which personality traits are blocking you from reaching balance? V'et aher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. That comes from the Tzaddikim is incorrect on this page. We need to go to ilulasivan.htm. And we have to spell Hilulah without an H. Another way of getting there, because I'm having trouble spelling it, is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage is a list of the months. If you go to the Sadikim for the month of Sivan, and then scroll down to the first link, the Sadikim who left on Rosh Chodesh Sivan: Rabbi Meir Halevi Horowitz, Rabbi Abraham Menachem Halevi Steinberg, Rabbi Eliezer David Greenwald, a Satner Rebbe, Rabbi Mordechai Shapiro of Kamminka Koritz, Rabbi Alexander Sender Lynchner, Rabbi Aaron Yechiel Leifer, and Rabbi Mordechai Don Waldman. You'll find the handout for the month of Sivan on the Unique Astrological Times link. And that link is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you open up the Unique Astrological Times, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and this is the month of Sivan for the year 5780, and that's where we will begin our study in preparation for our Rosh Chodesh connection. I've read this to you the last few years. I'm going to expand on it, but not in writing. The essence of Sivan. Rav Chaim Palachi, a tremendous Sephardic sage, he writes that although Bitul Torah, wasting time that could have been used for Torah study, is always deemed a grievous sin, one is held especially accountable for the time wasted during the month of Sivan, as this is the month of Matan Torah, the gift of the Torah. We bear a unique responsibility during this month of Sivan to use our time for Torah learning. What is considered wasting time? And this is a very difficult concept for people in this generation. Wasting time is not studying Torah. But you have to earn a living. Yes, you do. But when you earn a living, you're studying Torah. What? You're studying Torah when you earn a living? The answer is yes. Because studying Torah means you're concerning yourself with other people. Studying Torah means you're living Torah. You're living the laws of Torah, the rules of Torah, the pleasure of Torah. Wasting time from studying Torah? Is it watching TV, sitting on a couch, watching a sporting event? If you're thinking about how to recover and be pleasurable by sharing with others, then watching the football game or the basketball game is considered Torah. Torah is an amazing word. And the month of Sivan is about learning the most that you can learn about this word, Torah. It has many meanings. The essence of this month of Sivan is balance. Balance is achieved by making the concept of sharing more important than receiving. I'll use the same example. You're sitting on the couch watching a sporting event. Where is your consciousness? Are you doing that to keep yourself in balance? Are you doing that to be thinking about how you can share more with others? How you can be so much in a level of serenity that there's no place to argue with another? There's no place to be in conflict with another. This is balance. Sivan uses quickness to achieve balance. What does that mean? Sivan is associated with the element of mercury, the quicksilver. It's silver, but it moves quickly. Just like the planet Mercury moves quickly around the sun in 89 days. What's the connection to the 89 days? 89 is the gematria of the word Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is the revelation of the organus, the hidden lights. This is the month of Sivan. This is what balance is about. Quickness can be achieved. You can achieve balance with quickness, but it's not always useful to create balance. Sometimes we react so quickly, we say words, and that's not balance, those words. Sometimes it takes contemplation to create balance. The Torah was given during Sivan as a tool to create balance. The Torah was given quickly, and the essence of the Torah was lost quickly. Rav Chaim Palachi writes that although the wasting of time that could be used for Torah study is always deemed a grievous sin, yet one is held especially accountable for the time wasted during the month of Sivan. As this is the month of Matan Torah, we bear a unique responsibility during this month to use our time for Torah learning and not to build the sin of the golden calf again. During Sivan, constantly search for balance in all things that one does. The months of the Hebrew year are connected to the Tetragrammaton. momentarily be making a connection to that permutation of the tetragrammaton, of the four-letter name of Hashem. But understanding the month, understanding the permutation and what does it mean for the energy of the month is helpful, especially during the month of Sivan. The meaning of Sivan deals with the concept of being muddy. Mud is a mixture of opposites. The duality of earth and water creates mud. Sivan is a mixture of opposites. This is the idea of the astrological sign of Gemini, the twins, as well. The tikkun of the month of Sivan has to do with unifying opposites. All of this comes from the name Sivan. Let us truly understand the concept of mud. People who live in areas of winter snow, which turns into spring rains, truly know the concept of mud season. It is messy. It is unclear. It is truly muddy. Yet at the same time, it is through this mess of a season that things germinate. The growing season comes from the muddy season. All of the above relates to the duality of the twins. This is the month of Sivan. Sivan is the month that represents the doorway to summer. Sivan is the balanced month of bursting forth into freedom. Like Nisan, and the intellectual aspect of just being, which is the energy of ER. The attribute, the attraction, is called Meshicha. The attribute is attraction. The Hebrew concept of attraction has an essence of a duality. If I am attracting you, you are pulling me. In the Western world, attraction implies coming together. The Hebrew word meshicha deals with being pulled along. This aspect of being pulled implies duality. One is being pulled while the other is pulling. The Torah also has this aspect of duality. Since the Torah does not have only one interpretation, there are many understandings to the Torah. Some of these are polar opposites as well. And this is why the Torah is given in Sivan, the month of mud, which makes it difficult to see clearly. It makes it difficult to know only one explanation for each verse, each word, and each letter in the Torah. The energy of Sivan is what makes it difficult to know just one path of Torah. And whenever we fall into that mistake of I'm right, and if you don't agree with me, you must be wrong. It's difficult to see the truth of that because it's not true. If I'm right and you disagree with me, then you are also right. That's the energy of the duality of the Gemini, the twins. That's the duality. That's the energy of Sivan. The ancient tribe was Shimon. And the essence of Shimon is harsh judgment. which is why Shimon's tribe, as a tribe, did not receive land in the land of Israel. It was mixed. The tribe of Shimon was mixed into various cities that were mixed among the other tribes. This was to contain the harsh judgment and not allow it to spread and become destructive. The modern tribal connection is Zebulun. And Zebulun has a special relationship to his brother Issachar from the month of Iyar. Zebulun was a good merchant who supported his brother physically, while Issachar studied Torah and shared that spiritual energy with Zebulun. Yet Zebulun also studied Torah himself, just not as much as his brother. This is more of the twin energies of Sivan. And in today's generation, it is up to us to mix the duality of earning a living, living Torah, being the same thing. Zebulun and Issachar are united once again. The tribal totem is the Urim V'Tuvim. Until the 20th century, people were generally unable to understand the Urim and Tuvim. It was only those people called Kabbalists who had access to a spiritual guide and who needed to understand this tool who could use it properly. The priest, the Kohen, was the only one who used it. He asked a question that related to the children of Israel, generally, and the lights on the stones of the breastplate would light up in a particular order, which only the high priest could decode. The translation of Urim is a sea of light, implying a pool of wisdom. The translation of Vituvim would be and a sea of completion. One part represented wisdom, or Chachma, and one part represented Malchut, or manifestation. And the light of wisdom manifests in the physical world by unifying together you and every human being. You all will get the answers to all of your questions that have been asked by humanity throughout the centuries. Keep asking. Keep searching for the truth. Keep searching for your specific answer. But always remember, your answer is not the only answer. The tribal stone is an emerald, which has the quality to refract divine light. The light of an emerald helps to melt down what is stoic, just as the Levites singing in the temple helped to elevate the joy in the hearts of the people who brought their sacrifices to atone for the mistakes that they had made. The tribal herb is galbona. Galbona translates as applied understanding, or actually applied whiteness, lavana, which relates to applied purity. The energy of this herb is to move us out of stuck places and moving towards taking positive action. A house is the house of hell of fellowship, Beit Achachim. Fellowship is relating to attraction. This is the attraction that relates to the essence of the month of Sivan. Fellowship needs to come from the essence of souls, not from being talked into being together. Just understanding that we need to be together with each other as long as we appreciate the diversity of opinion. When two people get together, we have 20 arguments, as it says, the old adage says about Jews. Two people, 20 arguments. But it's also two people unified together because they appreciate the differences of opinion. The twins, are always attracted to each other. They shared the womb for 9 months. That's their attraction. One is pulling and one is being pulled. I didn't say follow. Understand this distinction. The tribal direction is centrality. Balance. If we look at the permutation or the month, it's Yud Vav Hey Hey, Yo Wah Hey Hey. It comes from Exodus chapter 26, verses 19 and 20. It comes from the last two words of 19 and the first two words of 20. Yativ v'latzala ha-mishkan ha-shanit. Translation. The tenon, the side, the mishkan, which is the tabernacle, and the number two, or the second. By crossing the border of the two verses, we learn many things. By crossing the border of the two verses, it's helpful for us to get out of our minds that we're limited to a verse by itself. We need to take a look at the verse after it and the verse before it. We cannot understand completely a verse until we know what came before and what comes after. What came before is your history, your past. What comes after is your future. The verse itself is your present. This is the duality. The present, when you learn from your past, creates the future that you want. When we look at the permutation for the month of Sivan, the middle two letters are reversed in comparison to the regular order of the Hashem's name. The hey in the world of Yetzirah, when it should have been in the world of Briah, indicates an expansion of emotion, while the vav in the world of Briah, when it should have been in Yetzirah, indicates a direct channel for the energy of the Atzilut. In other words, Sivan will be a month that has a greater flow of emotional energy manifesting in our world. Remember, emotions tend to be either love or anger. Anger is related to hate. This is not totally true. There are other emotions, but the strongest of the emotions are love and hate. Are they opposite emotions? Imagine a circle, and on one point of that circle, there are 360 points, 360 degrees in the circle. Visualize a circle, and one of those points is love. What is opposite of love? No, it's not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. the most destructive emotion a child can feel from a parent is indifference. Where is hate in this circle? It's right next to love. The difference between love and hate is very close, very, very difficult to see a difference many times. This is the duality of the month of Sivan. The letter Zion is also a word. As a word, it is usually thought of as a synonym for Jerusalem. Yet there are no synonyms in Hebrew. Zion represents the upper Jerusalem, that place where Hashem has vowed, according to the Midrashim, to not enter until the temple is revealed. Zion is the location in the world of Yetzirah, where all the flow of metaphysical energy that will come into our physical space is gathered and readied. It is the location that can be blocked, thus the Shalom, as well as the location that can attach directly to our physical world and let the energy flow easily. Again, we see the idea of the twins. The Resh is also a letter and a word with two different meanings. The full spelling of the Resh can be the word Rosh, or the head, as well as Resh, which means poor. Which word it is depends on the vowels. Yet there are no vowels in the Torah, and usually no vowels in modern Hebrew either. So how do we know which meaning is meant? The usual physical explanation is, it will be clear from the context of the words in the sentence. The spiritual explanation, which applies to spiritual tools like the Torah and the Tanakh, all the meanings and translations are true. Expand your consciousness to include all of the 70 meanings. That will be easier during Sivan due to the Gemini's quickness and the twins' ability to see many different points of view. This essence will also impact each and every one of us. Together, the two letters, Resh and Zion, have a gematria of 207. 207 is the Hebrew word raz, which means secret. In reverse order, the word is azar, which means outsider or alien. Other words that have a gematria of 207 are light, or, when it's spelled with an aleph, master of the world, the words Adon Olam from the famous song. It starts the prayers and it ends the prayers, demonstrating the duality becomes a circle of life. Ein Sof, the endless world, has a gematria of 207. And also the word Havar, which means to divide. Do you see the hints to the twins in all of these words? Here is another revelation. The Resh and the Zion, or the Raz, the secret, also represents two names of Hashem. The Resh represents the 29th name of Hashem. Take a look at it. It is Resh Yud Yud. The essence of this name is related to removing hatred. The Zion is related to the 40th name of Hashem, which is Zion, Yud Yud Zion. This name has the essence of speaking Lashon Tov, speaking the right words. How does one remove hatred? By speaking the correct words. So what is the secret? Spirit is putting these two names together. When you put the two names together, Resh Yud Yud, Yud Yud Zion, you learn there's a secret to the four Yuds. When we spell out the Tetragrammaton in the frame of four of wisdom of Chokmah, or the number 72, that's spelled Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey, Hey Yud, Vav, Vav Yud Vav, Hey, Hey Yud. Look at the spelled out 10 letters, and you will find four Yuds. The secret of the four Yuds is the Tetragrammaton in the frame of the wisdom of Chokmah. The four Yuds also represent the healing energy of the phrase, Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. It is on me, since I am Hashem, your healer. Look at the words. Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. You see the four words, the five words that create the four Yuds. What is the relationship between the five worlds and the four worlds? That's for a long study of Kabbalah. The secret of the four Yuds is Hashem is our healer. There's only one holiday in Sivan, and that is the holiday of Shavuot, the holiday of the gift of the Torah. It takes place this coming Thursday night and all day Friday, and rolls into the eighth day, or the second day of the holiday, Friday night and Shabbat. Normally on holidays, we do not have connection to electronic devices. But on this particular Shavuot, we need to study. We need to study the Torah. And we need to do so in a community. So I will be doing a long night study Thursday night. I hope you'll join us. It starts at 7 p.m. West Coast time, and it goes until it stops. If you look on the unique astrological times links, you'll see a tremendous number of items for this study of Shavuot. I hope you'll join us. But if you choose not to, I can understand it. If you choose not to, utilize these tools to make your study more beneficial. I'm scrolling down to the bottom of the not all the way to the bottom, but to the practical tools to adopt in Sivan. One thing is to use the binding tool of binding by striking. This is basic classes 5 and 6. We will be starting basic class 5 or continuing basic class 5 this coming Monday in our 2 o'clock class. The basic tool of the Torah is unity with the Creator. Unity with the Creator is a duality, Creator and mankind, male and female. Creativity requires male and female. It requires the revelation of the light of the Torah. Work on developing your personal creativity, not by having sex per se, but by being aware of what the Torah can bring you and what you can bring to the Torah's, to the other participants of mankind. Speak to Hashem frequently, frankly, about yourself, your hopes, your dreams, your goals. This is a tool that was expressed by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It's called Chlit Bodidut. Go into nature and scream to God whatever you wish to scream to God. Study the Zohar. Study the Torah. Deepen your relationship with your loved ones. Don't accept the rejection. Don't accept they're busy. Don't accept they don't have time. You make time for them. And when they don't have the time for you, smile and keep trying. Remember, the push and the pull are not opposites. When one pushes, the other one is pulled along. And take time to find balance in your life. Your life is not about all about earning money. Your life is not all about studying Torah. Your life is the aspect of balance. One final comment is at the bottom of the page. It's titled Another Commentary. Rav Chaim Palachi composed a work entitled Moed Lechol Hai, in which he discusses the unique qualities of every Hebrew month and the significant days in each month. In his discussion of the month of Sivan, the month in which we receive the Torah, but actually the month that the Torah was gifted to us, because most of us have not yet received the Torah. And that is a crying shame. But not too much crying, because we need to stay in balance. Hashem gifted us the Torah on Shavuot. He writes that this month is especially suited for developing the qualities of humility, unity among the Jewish people, and clear comprehension of Torah. He then adds that the sins of wasting time that could be used for Torah study, gossip, for slander, for frivolity, and other forms of inappropriate speech are particularly grievous during the month of Sivan. We caution you to work hard at avoiding this. Although these offenses are certainly considered sinful, regardless of when they are committed, violators are liable to especially harsh retribution. Heaven forbid if they commit these sins during the month of Sivan, as this is the month in which we receive the Torah, and we are to devote ourselves, and especially our faculty of speech, to studying the Torah. These violations committed during Sivan have a particularly harmful spiritual effect in the heavens. Rav Chaim Palachi then proceeds to extol the custom that was practiced by many wealthy philanthropists in his city of Izmir, whom he lists by name to distribute money to needy Torah scholars before Shavuot. Of course, it is important to give money to needy Torah scholars before every holiday to assist them with their holiday expenses. But there is a special mitzvah to support Torah scholars before Shavuot, the holiday which celebrates the gift of the Torah, Matan Torah. And I am adding, Kabbalah teaches that intention and consciousness applies to this suggestion, as well as many other items. If one plans to support a poor Torah or Kabbalah student during the month of Sivan, even if the actual money is given or received in another month, the benefit accrues during the month of Sivan, the month that the thought is manifested first. Because of the counting, and we've gone a little bit over time, but I hope you don't mind, we're going to continue and complete our Rosh Chodesh connection, which includes the saying of the Ana B'Koach, including a dance, as we will describe. So please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yotat Tzadi. This sequence of letters has a gematria of 506. 506 is the same gematria as one of the 72 names, Bav Shin Resh. It's also the same gematria as Ahavatinam, unconditional love. The name Bav Shin Resh has to do with memories, not normal memories. The memories that allows you to know what you have done wrong in a previous lifetime so that you can do teshuvah during this lifetime. Ahavat hinam, unconditional love, is a tool to utilize every time you say this first verse. Inject unconditional love. This is the idea of living Torah. This is the idea of the duality that keeps you in balance. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora ufreshayan sintet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words. The first three spells pra, meaning to tear up. The last three spells Satan. Satan is the negative force leader. Satan is the force that gives us free will. Tear up Satan. Remove the negativity from within you. Na gibor dor sheyehud ha Yevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, have a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word Zan, Zayin Nun. Zan represents Parnasa, sustenance, the ability to receive the flow of Shefa that flows from Zion into the physical world through the Holy of Holies. and from the Holy of Holies to the city of Jerusalem, and from the city of Jerusalem to the land of Israel, and from the land of Israel outward to all of the seven continents. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that it needs healing, take that body part out, look at it, restore it, rebuild it, rejuvenate it, heal it, and then put it back in your body where it will again do its job as it was created to do eternally. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tami gamlem. Betted resh, tzadi taf gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach. Netzach means eternity, eternal victory. What is the eternal victory? The victory over death. Hasin kadosh birotucha nael adata et kufet tet nudayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and thankfulness, humility. How does one become humble? By remembering what spiritual level we are at any given moment. Humility cannot be false. You must know where you are spiritually. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata yud gimel lamed a zayin ku. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod. Yesod represents creativity, creation, sexuality. The letters of the month, the letter Resh that created the planet Mercury, the planet that does not spin, the planet that always has one side facing away from the sun and one side facing directly to the sun. This is a duality. This is the nature of the planet Mercury. This is the nature of the Te'umim, the twins. The Zion that created the constellation Te'umim, the duality. Why is the Zion a dual letter? What's the duality in the Zion? By being that last point of spirituality, being Yesod, it connects to the flow of Shefa, the flow that leaves the spiritual and becomes physical with the help of mankind. The Raz connects to the four Yuds. Please stand up. It's time to dance. It's time to make your connection to the permutation. Yo wa hey hey, yo wa hey hey, dance around and be joyful. Yo wa hey hey, 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 dancing, singing, bringing joy to others. Yo wa hey hey, yo wa hey hey, yo wa hey oh, why, hey, hey. All night to and tomorrow, sing this, yo, hey, hey. Are you smiling yet? Yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey. This is the secret. Whatever happens, always be happy. Everything comes from Hashem. Yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, hey. Yo, hey, hey, think I'm slowing down. Yo, class continues our advanced reincarnation series. And tomorrow night at 7:30, we continue the counting of the Omer. Rosh Chodesh Tov, y'all. Are there any questions?
Thank you for the class.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.